Campbell's comments, out and about for Nutrien, getting out to some of the places that have looked after myself and Nutrien over the last 12 months. Catching up now with Jamie Lee King from Durham Park. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, this is the third time. I never shelf myself, but I might have done a fair blooper on the last one.
Yeah, maybe the one before.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay now. Firstly, how was last year? Like, how do you, last year's breeding and racing time, how was it for Durham Park?
Yeah, we had a really good season. Foaling down went really well for once for us, and our sales went on to a good sales season, and the race horses are really starting to kick on now, so we've got some nice ones coming through and racing, and yeah, it's all going very well.
The racehorses, Act Now, I think I know of three-year-old of the year awards. There's that many awards at the minute they seem to win, but he's probably your headline act, but he's got, you know, quite some stiff company from a few of the other paddock mates.
Yeah, he does. You know, up until probably the last few months, he's really made headway, but you know, there's a couple that are catching up to him, like Beyond Delight, and we've got a few nice ones coming through, and Can't Top This is really going great guns, and yeah, we've got a good team at the moment.
Indeed, I'm ever the professional. Actually, look, there should be a light on this, and it wasn't on there, but it is actually on there. One of the boo-boos I had is I didn't turn this on just before, and I think I've turned it off again. Must take great thrill with the horses when they are performing like that. I know, and I've said it a couple of times, I think it was Breeders' Ground, where all you guys were there as a unit, and Act Now actually won that night. Must be fun being able to, you know, watch week in, week out, actually, to see these horses and how they're performing.
Yeah, I think me and Bruce decided, you know, I mean, these are going on four-year-olds. They are four-year-olds, Act Now and That Now. But we decided when that crop came through as yearlings that we would take our time, and, you know, if they didn't race as two-year-olds, that wasn't of any concern. And it really has, like, you know, takes longer to get the results, but it really has shown over the past 6 months.
And Bruce is heading up to Queensland. Sometimes we say, oh, lucky Bruce, but it might not be that lucky. I hope he's got his flippers packed, because it is a little bit wet up there, but he must be wrapped with, you know, Beyond Delight going up there to Queensland to, you know, contest and be, you know, right in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, you know, he's just going great. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he can come home for a little break after he goes well this weekend, and sort of look to at the same targets for the end of the year as Act Now.
How does next year look for you? It's always busy. I suppose one thing with the Nutrien, the one thing I did get to see through the winter woolies, you tried to sell, you know, quite a large amount of mares. You're constantly trying to improve your stock and changing your stock up.
Yeah, it's something that both Bruce and I have, you know, we've tried to advertise through our social media platforms over the past that, you know, we're happy to sell off the farm, and we're more than happy to sell off the farm, weanlings and brood mares. It's really important to us to, you know, have that reputation as being sellers. In the past, it probably hasn't been very well received, but this year, you know, we've been able to sell six brood mares, some with Nutrien through the winter woolies, and a couple privately, and the same with some weanlings. We've been able to sell a few of them privately to clients as well, and it seems to be starting to kick off now.
It's what you guys are about, isn't it? And like Bruce constantly says, that it, you know, he really only gets one major payday, and that's when the yearlings go to the yearling sale. So to be able to spread it over out over a year, it's a good business model for him.
Yeah, like, it's always nice to sell high-priced yearlings at the yearling sales, but it's also nice to have that little bit of income throughout the year and not hold on to some of these horses for as long to carry them over to the yearling sales. And it also gives people the opportunity to purchase the horses on farm for a lot less than what they will pay next year at a yearling sale. So it's both aspects are rewarding.
The broodmares on the winter woolies, they're still for sale. The ones that didn't sell, obviously, but basically at the reserve price.
Yeah, yep, they're all still for sale, yep.
Which gives people opportunity. Winter woolies, I think it's a great idea. Problem is, it's in the middle of winter. We get a nice warm day like today. Well, it's not warm, but a sunny day. You know, spring's not that far away. Like, it's only, you know, August is only 3 weeks ago now. Like, so it gets a little bit scary as to how close breeding season is. So it's good that people know, like I said, they can still look at those horses and get in touch with you guys. You said there before about weanlings. I know last year you tried to sell weanlings. You tried a few different ways. you're doing that again this year, but just probably a little bit more low key.
Yeah, we've tried not to, you know, we don't push it too much, but, you know, I've tried to advertise as much as possible and be open for people to come to the farm and purchase the weanlings privately. And we generally leave them open for private sale until November, you know, when we have to start thinking seriously about a yearling prep and employing staff and things like that, so...
One of those things too, though, because it is a bit of a quiet time, and Jamie might hate me for saying this, it's probably a good opportunity if you are thinking about buying a couple of yearlings next year to get down here and have a look at the stock while they're at this age and see how they develop, because that is the one thing that, like Clayton Tonkin, but a lot of people have actually said to me that they like watching how the horses grow and develop, if you like.
Yeah, I think, you know, irrelevant if you're going to buy the horse privately off farm office or whether you're going to look at that horse at the yearling sales next year. Like you said, it's a good opportunity to see him now, see him in the spring, and then see him at a yearling sales to see what happens with those horses.
It is indeed. Everything else for the farm's going good?
Yeah, everything's going well, yep.
No, you're not far off having your birth of your first child, so it's going to be a very busy year for you this year, but you've got plenty of staff, and the staff do a great job for you.
Yeah, things will be a little bit different, a lot different, but, yeah, we'll make it happen and do our thing.
Are you looking forward to it? Like, I mean, you get the double whammy this year, but are you looking forward to the breeding season?
I'm looking forward to my breeding season being over so I can have my body back, Paul. But
no one would know you're pregnant. Don't you worry about that. We did have this conversation off air, but I think you're going okay. But I think there'll be a lot of people saying good luck, Jamie, because it is busy. It is a hard time, but I appreciate you giving me a bit of time and being just a little bit more of a low key chat, even though it did take three attempts to probably get it all going well. Is there any idea of potentially standing a stallion? It's just interesting, we're talking about Beyond Delight and ACT now. I know Bruce has sold to the States before, and I don't know whether that's on the cards for those horses or not, but would ever that be something on the option for Durham Park?
Yeah, we hope that, you know, both of those colts, you know, one of them may be a stallion prospect, and actually it's funny that you should bring that up, because me and Bruce often, you know, talk about registering both those horses ourselves and using them over a few of our mares. We just, you know, haven't got to that yet.
It's probably the next string in Bruce's business model when you think about it. Like, you know, he's built this business right up. It's probably the next stage, and I would imagine it'd be a great thrill to stand one of his own boys.
Yeah. I think that he likes the idea of using Beyond Delight over a couple of our nicer mares, and that so that, you know, it's definitely a possibility that that's something that we may do privately with our own mares, you know, while they're still racing through their careers, and see what happens from there.
Exciting times. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything you've been able to do for me over the last year. We've had a bit of fun. We've had some trying times, we've had some good times, so it's all good, but I look forward to doing plenty more with you in the near future, and all the best for you for the birth of the most important bub for the 2022 season. I'm sure you're well and truly looking forward to it, but I'll bet you're very excited once it all happens too.
Yeah, I'm anxious and I'm looking forward to it, and I'll be glad that it's over with.
Jamie Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.